Bubuksan ang muli ng Queensland ang kanilang border sa lahat ng mga kompleto na ang bakuna sa ika-13 ng Disyembre. Mas maaga ito ng 4 na araw sa naunang itinakdang petsa na 17 ng Disyembre. At sa araw ng pagbubukas, hindi na kailangang mag-quarantine ang mga residente na papasok sa estado, pero dapat magbigay ng negatibong resulta ng COVID test 72 hours bago ang pagbiyahe at muling magpa-test matapos ang 5 araw ng pagdating. Saad ni Queensland Premier Anastacia Palaszczuk, maaga nilang inanunsyo ang mga pagbabago para makapaghanda ang mga may balak na pumasok sa estado para sa kanilang bakasyon.
You must have a negative COVID test in the previous 72 hours. So please, you know, got this date now so you can go and start organizing that test. And no quarantine is required if you are fully vaccinated. If you are not fully vaccinated, you must arrive by air only and hotel quarantine for 14 days.
Ngayong Linggo, inaasahang maabot na ng Queensland ang 80% vaccination rate.
Our goal was to get to 80%, a double dose, to get as many Queenslanders as we could vaccinated before the borders open, because we know how important it is to reunite families, especially coming up to this really special of time of year of Christmas. And I know people have said to me personally, some of them haven't seen their grandkids for the first time. Some of them haven't seen their aunts and uncles, their mothers and fathers. This is going to be a very, very special time of the year. And as a government, we've been very conscious of how important this is to reunite families.
Maaari na ding makakuha ng border pass ang mga residente na kabilang sa red zone at may visa ito ng 2 linggo. Samantala, sa Sydney International Airport, dumating na ang 250 na mga estudyante ng universidad mula sa 15 bansa. Kabilang sa dumating ay mula Indonesia, Singapore, Vietnam, South Korea, China at Canada para ipagpatuloy ang kanilang pag-aaral. Ang kanilang pagdating sa bansa ay bahagi ng pilot na programa ng estado. Nakapanayam ng SBS ang mga estudyante na sila Lester at Jacqueline mula Hong Kong. Sabi nila masaya sila at makakabalik na sila sa pag-aaral.
If I can't go back to Sydney, I can't actually continue my academic degree. So it may postpones my graduations.
I feel really relieved because I think they were going to cancel my offer if I couldn't make it by January. So I feel really relieved.
Dahil sa Omicron variant, naantala sa Disyembre at 15 ang kanilang pagdating mula sa naunang itinakdang Disyembre at 1, at inaasahang aabot sa 150,000 students ang papasok sa bansa. Kahapon, nakapagtala ang New South Wales na higit 200 na panibagong kaso ng COVID-19 at 10 kaso ng Omicron variant. At simula nang madiskubre ang variant, 25 na ang kaso sa estado. Lahat sila ay konektado sa outbreak sa 2 eskwelahan ng Regent's Park at sa indoor climbing gym sa Villawood sa Sydney. Ayon kay Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant, posibleng tataas pa ang kaso habang patuloy ang testing sa mga nakasalamuha ng naunang biktima.
We're continuing to investigate the outbreak of COVID cases associated with the Omicron variant at the Regent's Park Christian School, the Sydney Indoor Climbing Gym in Villawood, and the St. Peter Chanel Catholic Primary School in Regent's Park. There are 14 cases confirmed as being of the Omicron variant linked to these venues.
Samantala, sa estado ng Victoria, umabot sa higit 1,000 ang COVID-19 na kaso at 6 ang namatay. Sa Australian Capital Territory naman, umabot na sa 98% ang double dose vaccination rate sa mga residente na maedad 12 pataas. Pinakamataas ito sa buong bansa. Sa Northern Territory, ayon kay Health Minister Natasha Files, 3 taong gulang ang nahawaan ng virus dahil sa pagbisita nito sa Catherine Hospital. Inaasahan namang tatapusin ang lockdown sa Catherine sa Miyerkules sa 8 ng Disyembre.
We wish her a speedy recovery, and it does perhaps give us some indication to that positive wastewater that we kept seeing in the Bicentennial Road catchment. She went to Catherine Hospital yesterday for some treatment, and it was at that point she received a PCR test, and that test has come back positive. She has 7 household contacts, and they're all being interviewed as we speak this morning.
Ayon naman kay Premier Stephen Marshall sa South Australia, magkakaroon lang ng pagbabago sa restriksyon ng border nila kapag makalikom na ng sapat na detalye sa bagong Omicron variant.
So there are three things that we're concerned about with this new variant, which was only declared a variant of concern by the World Health Organisation, I think, 9 days ago. The first thing is the transmissibility, and we are getting information to show that this is highly transmissible. The second is what the effectiveness of the existing vaccines are, and we do not have information. We're still days away from getting that information. And the third thing is the severity of the symptoms. Now, there is some anecdotal information that suggests in the early days that there is actually a lower level of severity for the symptoms of this. So we need to take all of those things into account. Now, what I have
Noong Disyembre 5, nauna nang inanunsyo ng New South Wales at Victoria na hindi nila isaalang-alang ang Omicron Zero Strategy, bagay na sinang-ayunan ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison at sinabing dapat ituloy na ang pagbubukas ng estado kahit pa may panibagong na-discovery na variant. Dahil kampante umano ito na malalampasan ang epekto ng variant lalo't inaasahang maabot na ng bansa ang 90% double dose vaccination target nitong katapusan ng linggo.
We were waiting and have been waiting for some more of the evidence to come in on Omicron. But, you know, we're going into 2022 looking through the front windscreen, not through the rear vision mirror. You know, we want to make decisions about what's coming ahead, not what's gone before. And this virus has been changing over the entire course of this pandemic, and we've been making sensible, balanced, evidence-based decisions. By the end of this week, we'll be knocking on the door, if not having walking through it, on 90% double dose vaccination rates all around the country. And that's an extraordinary achievement by Australians.
Hinihikayat din ito ang lahat ng teritoryo at estado na gawin ang lahat ng makakaya para maabot ang vaccination target at nang maranasan ang unti-unting pagbabalik sigla ng ekonomiya.
Ultimately, these are decisions for premiers at the end of the day on public health of that nature. All I know is, of course, that the Doherty scientific analysis that was done showed very clearly that once you get past 80%, then it is a real game changer once you hit that. And we've seen that in New South Wales, we've seen it in Victoria, we've seen it in the ACT. These states living confidently with the virus.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon sa COVID-19 sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Ariana Luciente na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.